Well, well. What do we have here? Adventurers don't usually come this far into the forest. To what do I owe the pleasure? Oh, the village sent you. 3 boys were kidnapped. Oh my goodness, that's awful. Excuse me? Did I have something to do with it? How rude. I resent the accusation. Do you often go around accusing strangers of kidnapping innocent youth? Don't tell me you're accusing me just because I'm a monster. And now you're pointing a sword at me? How cruel. What reason do you have to suspect a poor, innocent mantis just minding her own business? Huh? What's that? I have blood on my foreleg spikes. Well, shit. I thought I'd cleaned it all off. I guess you got me. Congratulations. Oh, great hero. You found the evil monster who stole those poor, delicious boys away. Oh, don't look at me like that. It's mating season after all, and we monsters have to live too. Most years I only take one, but this year my first prey was just so unsatisfactory. And the second one actually drowned himself while running away. Can you believe that? He would rather kill himself than have sex with me. I've never been so insulted in my entire life. And he didn't even make a good meal after I fished him out. Something soggy like that is just so unappealing. That third boy, though, he was a treat. His cock wasn't much to talk about, but the fat little morsel really was delicious to eat. And you look like you'll be delicious as well. Oh, come now, dear. What do you think you're going to do with that sword? Do you really think that that will be of any use against someone like me? I can see you trembling, you know. Are you that afraid of me? Or is it that you're aroused? I may be a monster with these long spiked legs and mantis thorax, but above the waist, I could be a beauty queen among you humans. Just look at these soft, full breasts. And I can assure you that my pussy will feel as soft and wet and tight as any girl you've ever fucked. So tell me, my dear morsel, does my body arouse you? I can see you blushing, you know. Don't try to hide it. You want me. You haven't been able to take your eyes off my breasts since you saw me. You can touch them if you want. I won't mind at all. Just imagine how good they'll feel in your hands. I can see it written all over your face. You want to feel them. To suck them. You know that they'll feel better than any girl you've been with. Is that a bulge I see in your pants? You must really want me. So why don't you put that sword down and come a little closer? Oh, I hear your breathing getting heavier. Good. That will make my pheromones all the more effective. Oh yes, my pheromones. Didn't you notice you've been breathing them in this whole time? The air around here is filled with them. It smells nice, doesn't it? It makes you want to breathe in more. To smell more of that sweet, sweet scent. The scent that's making you so hot and horny. Don't try to fight it. Just sink into my scent. Sink deeper, deeper down. Let my pheromones take over your mind. That's right, boy. Lower your sword. You don't need it anymore. Isn't it so heavy? It would be so much easier just to lay it down and come over to me. Good boy. Just set it down. Let that heavy, horrible thing fall from your grip. Yes. Caught you, boy. That's a nice look of fear in your eyes. You really are a cute one. Oh, no. Don't struggle now. You're trapped neatly in my spiked legs. You'll only hurt yourself. And I would just hate to see you hurt. You're no good to me, damaged. Besides, it'll feel so much better if you don't struggle. After all, isn't this what you want? You're the one who laid your sword down willingly. You think my pheromones made you do that? Oh, honey, that's precious. All those pheromones do is make you a little hornier. The rest was all you. You're the one who chose to drop your sword and give yourself to me. You're the one who can't keep your eyes off my tits. Want to feel them? Oh, come on, I know you want to. Here, I'll bring you in really, really close. There. Now they're right in front of you. The breasts you've been longing for. Right in front of your face. So close, you could reach out and touch them. If you weren't being held by my legs, of course. See how they sway and move every time I breathe. It fascinates you, doesn't it? I'll tell you what. If you're a good boy, I'll give you what you want. Open your mouth and beg a little bit, and I'll let you suck them. That's right. All you have to do is beg. And you can suck on my perfect tits all you want. So go on. Beg. Louder, dear. I couldn't hear you. Oh, good boy. You have such a sweet, pleading voice. It's really quite adorable. If you're going to beg so sweetly, then I have to give you what you want. Don't I? So open wide, and let me bring you closer to my tits. Oh, yes. Good. Good boy. Suck on my tits, just like that. Where did you get this good with your tongue? No, don't answer that. Just keep sucking. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, baby, don't stop. None of those other boys were nearly this good. They all were so afraid of me that they couldn't do a thing to please me, but you're different. You can see the beauty in monsters. How everything that makes us different from humans only makes us more desirable. You don't fear monsters, do you? You desire us. You've wanted to give yourself to a monster girl for so, so long. Well, let me tell you something, boy. You should fear us. Even while you're sucking on my tits. I could kill you and devour you in a heartbeat. Oh, did I feel you shiver? Was that fear? Or was it arousal? Does it turn you on to know that I might eat you all up when I'm finished with you? You do know that's what mantises do, right? Sure, I don't quite devour all of my mates, but it's so much more fun when I do. It makes everything feel so much more complete. It's the best thing in the world. We tenderly make love, and together we bring new life into this world. And then, you get to become the food that will fuel all children's birth. Could anything be more romantic? More perfect? Hey, I didn't tell you to stop sucking. Suck, trash. You seemed so happy before. Maybe some more pheromones will help you be a little more eager again. There we go. Just breathe it in. Let it fill your mind up. It smells stronger, doesn't it? That's because these are different. The other pheromones are what I use to attract prey. These I use to drive you wild with lust. So wild that even fear of being devoured won't stop you from giving yourself to me completely. Oh, yes. That's the face I love to see. Those flushed cheeks as you fill with arousal. That gaping mouth hanging open to let out such cute whimpers. Those glazed eyes as your mind fades into pure, blank bliss. I never get tired of seeing cute boys like you succumb to me. Now it's time, baby. You're going to fill me with your seed. Hold still while I use my spikes to tear off your clothes. Oh, how nice. Your cock is already so big for me. My pheromones have you throbbing before you've even been inside me. If you're that ready to fuck me, then I'll just bring you down to my pussy and... You're sliding in so easily. Oh, I'm so wet for you. So ready to mate. Just slide all the way inside me. We're finally one. Your cock feels so warm inside me. Let me hold you close, darling. There's no need to hold yourself back now. Move your hips into me. Press deeper into my soaking wet pussy. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Just like that, baby. Moan for me. Lose yourself in the rhythm and breathe in more of my pheromones. Oh, I want you to lose your mind completely. Oh, yes, yes. Fuck. Yes. Faster. Oh, yes, faster. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's so good, baby. Fuck me harder. Oh, yes. Oh, you're throbbing so much. You're going to come for me, aren't you? You're going to spurt all that lovely, wonderful cum into my pussy. Oh, you're going to fertilize every single one of my eggs. Oh, you're going to make such adorable babies for me. Darling, what's wrong? Don't you want to make cute little mantis babies with me? Isn't that why you put your thick, throbbing cock inside me? No, don't stop. Don't you dare stop. It's too late to hold back now. You're mine. You're going to give me your seed no matter what. You can't stop it. You're so full of my pheromones that your body is nothing more than a little fuck toy now. See? Even as horrified as you are. Oh, you're still thrusting even faster into me. Even if I bit your cute little head clean off, you'd still keep thrusting until you finally came inside me. So don't fight it. You can't help being mine now. So just give yourself to me. Lose your mind to the pleasure and give me what I need. Oh, yes. Come for me. Come for me, baby. Oh, God. Yes. Shoot all of that thick, creamy cum into me. Oh, yes. You filled me up so much. You look so happy like that. Your eyes all glazed over. Your mouth hanging open. I like it when you were screaming, but these little whimpers are nice, too. That left me so exhausted. And oh, so very hungry. I really did mean to let you go. But it looks like that's just not going to happen. If I'm going to raise strong, healthy babies, I'm going to need a lot of energy. And you're going to give it to me. You're going to become the energy that makes our babies grow into strong, beautiful monsters just like me. Doesn't that make you happy? Oh, well. I guess you're too far gone that anything I say makes you happy now, doesn't it? Well, that's all the better then. Thank you, my hero. You truly were a wonderful prey. I'll remember you every time I see our dear children's beautiful faces. Goodbye, darling. Time to eat.